Quick quiz. Think of something that you put in a jar. Think about it. Think of something that you put in a jar. See if your answers match mine. The first thing that came to my mind was cookies. No. Pickles, maybe. Candles. No. I thought maybe buttons or marbles. But how about generosity in a jar? Well, while you're thinking about that, I'll share something that I was thinking about. Last Sunday, Deacon Carson preached about God's constant invitation to us, like he was the persistent widow, an invitation to give ourselves away. Thank you, Deacon Carson. And when the deacon introduced stewardship, he pointed out that if we don't approach it with a spirit of gratitude and with a sincere gift of self, even our activity, our service, our ministry in the church can be kind of a shield. Well, I'll give these things instead of giving my heart. But whether we knew it or not, it was like an introduction to today's gospel, where we find a Pharisee in the temple who from the outside appears to be practicing stewardship. Or not just stewardship. He appears to be living the Christian life. He's praying, he's fasting, he's giving his money back to God. But what seems to be lacking is a humble heart. Not that God doesn't want us to do those things. In many places in the scriptures, we hear about prayer and fasting and almsgiving as the strongest tools in our belt to fight temptation and to grow in holiness. And perhaps we understand the first two better than the last one. What do we even mean by almsgiving? Well, there are two terms that are rooted in our Christian tradition, and we see hints of both of them in our readings today. Tithing and almsgiving both refer to giving away what we possess. And they're both intended to detach our hearts from this world, but in different ways. So the word tithe, which is T-I-T-H-E, tithe, literally means a tenth. And it refers to what I give back to God in proportion to what he's given to me. So simply put, it's what we put in the basket on Sunday, or electronically, if you're a little savvy. So when the Pharisee says, I pay tithes on all my income, he's doing just that. Based on what he earns, he's giving a portion back. Which is why the church has always recommended that my Sunday tithe be more like a percentage than an amount. Because an amount doesn't change. A percentage reflects the fact that this year I earned more than last year, or less, perhaps. So what is almsgiving, then? Well, earlier in Luke's gospel, Jesus says, give alms, because where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Almsgiving is that extra generosity to a special need, beyond what I put in the basket on Sunday. It could be those who are less fortunate. I think that's why the church gave us the psalm to sing today. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. And he wants us to hear it too. So that could be to our charitable assistance fund. It could be to Catholic Charities of Southwest Kansas. Almsgiving could also be for a special need that only exists for a time. For many of us right now, part of our almsgiving is an extraordinary pledge to our construction project. Almsgiving could also be an extra gift to support the Diocese of Dodge City, including seminarians or other ministries. Those are all examples of almsgiving. In fact, some have maintained that if the Pharisee in the gospel had been almsgiving, you know, he said he was praying, fasting, and tithing. But some have maintained that if he were almsgiving, his heart would have been in the right place. Remember, Jesus said, "Give alms, because where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." I'll never forget the story someone once told me of having three jars on their dresser at home growing up. And the jars were labeled give, save, and spend. And whenever he earned any money, he would split it up. 10% in the give jar, 10% in the save jar, and the rest in the spend jar. So he told me that if he earned $20 for shoveling snow, two went in the give jar, two went in the save jar, and the other 16 went in the spend jar. All the way up to his graduation, when he got $100. 10 went in the give jar, 10 went in the save jar, and the remaining 80 went in the spend jar. To this day, he hasn't forgotten, and obviously neither have I, that notion that God comes first, so that my giving is not a shield or a heavenly insurance policy, but a sincere gift of self. When we have our stewardship renewal each fall, most of our time is dedicated to thinking about ministries. You know, I want to continue my adoration hour. I want to start being an usher at Mass. I want to bring food for a funeral dinner. I want to help take care of the trees or the bushes around the church, and all those different opportunities. But part of the renewal, and even the last part of the renewal form, is to consider the money that I have earned or received, and how my tithing and my almsgiving are a grateful response to that.